A Supreme Court judge has added his voice to the campaign to save the convicted Bali Nine drug smugglers, Myuran Sukumaran and Andrew Chan, from the death penalty. The two men have been on death row in Bali since 2006, when they were convicted of attempting to smuggle more than 8 kilograms of heroin out of Indonesia. Indonesian authorities say the pair could be executed within 2 weeks. Their supporters are holding vigils across Australia. Stephanie Corsetti reports.
Hold on, you hold on.
A series of vigils took place simultaneously in Melbourne, Sydney and regional centres last night. The crowd in Melbourne's Federation Square held flowers aloft and carried signs that read, "Keep Hope Alive." People seem to take collective comfort from the recent release of the journalist Peter Grester from an Egyptian jail.
The campaign to free Peter Grester, which has been successful this week, as you've all seen.
Goes to show that campaigning and the solidarity movement that we have here in Australia is strong and it's thriving and we can make a difference.
Amnesty International's crisis campaigner is Diana Sayed.
When we started on this 30 years ago, there were 16 countries that had abolished the death penalty, and now there are over 140 countries. So we will continue to persist until the death penalty doesn't exist at all.
Human rights advocate and now Supreme Court Judge Lex Lazary also addressed the rally. Mr. Lazary's client, Van Nguyen, was hanged in Singapore 10 years ago for possessing less than 400 grams of heroin. Mr. Lazary has also been involved over the years in Myuran Sukumaran's bid to escape the death penalty.
Perhaps we made some progress. Singapore seems to have moderated its views to some degree on the death penalty. Not long after that, I got a phone call from Chintu Sukumaran, Myuran's brother, asking me whether I'd become involved in that case. I said yes, hung up the phone, and of course picked up the phone to Julian and said, here we go again. And now we see this weird arrangement where the Constitutional Court and the Indonesian Supreme Court are at odds over what should happen in these sorts of cases. So what we have is Myuran Sukumaran and Andrew Chan transformed, rehabilitated, to the point where they spend their time, even in the recent weeks when they've been under obvious pressure that their death is imminent, helping other prisoners in the Kerobokan prison.
Justice Lazary says he was at the prison in Bali last week, offering support to the men and their families. He says the idea of their deaths is beyond belief and it keeps his mind ticking at night.
No one says they shouldn't be punished for what they've done. They don't say that. They just want their lives. And of course, it's not just them, it's their families.
Another lawyer at the vigil, Linda Raymond, also spent time with Chan at the prison recently.
If the worst case scenario happened and this penalty was to be carried out, I know that they would want this to carry on a lot further and to abolish the death penalty, in other countries.
Some in the group were critical of the federal government's efforts.
I think Australia hasn't helped itself with this asylum seeker policy in relation to Indonesia, sadly, and also to have the moral clout. So I think we had more clout a few years ago.
And I think that the way that Australia has dealt with the government as well, I think that there's an extra thing, incentive in there to almost not go back on what they've said, not out of spite, but almost. So Australia hasn't treated Indonesia very well recently.
But this Balinese woman summed up the feeling at the vigil, that change is possible.
We do believe in miracles, so I can tell the impossible belongs to God, so that's the only I can say. It's really sad. Yeah, very sad.
Stephanie Corsetti reporting there.